One of the questions that is often asked on Ash Wednesday is, when are you supposed to wash the ashes off? You go home after church, and right when you get there, or get in the car and get your wet wipe and make sure it's off your palm or off your forehead. Right, maybe you're going to Costco after church tonight, quick, before it shuts down. You're like, well, I don't want to be seen with these ashes on my head. People are like, hey, they might go like this to you, or like, eh, right, you can just quick wash them off. Or maybe you think the other way, like, no, maybe I'm going to keep them on. Right? Maybe I'm going to go walk through Costco with ashes, or go out to eat tonight with a cross on my forehead. You know, why not? Maybe somebody will ask me, so what's up with the cross on your head? And then, right, and then you can tell them a little bit about your faith, a little bit about Emmanuel. Might be a good evangelism tool. But I don't know if you caught the gospel reading tonight. And what's interesting about this gospel reading is actually one of the appointed readings for Ash Wednesday. And if you read and heard the first line of Jesus' words, and now think about it, you put a cross on your head or on your palm, and then what does Jesus say? Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. Well, maybe Jesus says, wash them off. Kind of muddies the waters a little bit, doesn't it? What do you do? Jesus' words tonight are really interesting to me because he really starts to show what the root of the problem is. And the more I was thinking about this reading, the more I started to see, it's amazing. What you're going to see tonight is the similarity of the root of the problem and the drive we have in 2026 as people did in 30 AD. As you look at Jesus' words tonight, he's going to help us be a little bit of a framework onto questions like this. What are we supposed to do when it comes to these spiritual disciplines, these outward shows, when we want to talk about our faith and how we're supposed to live? Because when Jesus is talking here, he says this, but there's a key in this phrase, right? What does y'all say? Do not put practice in front of others to be seen by them. So what Jesus is speaking of here, okay, if you're going to have these spiritual practices, why are you doing what you're doing? If your intent to practice some of these things is because you want others to notice you, well, then you have to start to rethink it a little bit. And you look at how Jesus talks about this tonight. He says, when you give to the needy, don't announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do, to be honored by others. Right? You want to help someone out, and why do people want to do that? Jesus is saying, if you're doing it because you're looking for a recognition, you want someone to say thank you want someone to notice you, don't do it for that. Look what he says about prayer. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. They love to pray, stay in the synagogues on the street to be seen by others. I encourage people to pray out loud. I encourage people to pray in a restaurant before they eat. But even in prayer, right, if you're doing it with the hope that maybe someone will notice me and maybe someone will compliment me and say, oh, that's really nice, I'm sure glad people still do that, it's a great thing to see, maybe you got to rethink it a little bit. Notice also he says, when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Now, this is real deal fasting, not just not eating for a day and having some water. These Jewish believers, essentially, they were fasting to the point where they were looking gaunt. They were losing a lot of weight, and they did so to be noticed. And then what did he say? Don't store for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. Right? You think about why you live in the home that you do, why you buy the vehicles that you do, why you dress the way you do, why do you do all these different things, right? If your hope and your desire is so people notice you, then Jesus says, you really got to check that tonight. Maybe to make it a little more Lent specific. There is a practice, right, that many people do during Lent, right? You give up something for Lent. And the list that people give up for Lent is interesting, right? Are things that not so much control them, but they think if that it's a regular habit, that maybe it's something negative that I can kind of take out of my life for 4 days, that's going to be a bit of an issue for me. People give up maybe caffeine for Lent, maybe chocolate for Lent, maybe alcohol for Lent, maybe social media for Lent. But here's what I find out, people that often give up things for Lent, and guess what they do for the next 40 days? They talk about what they have given up for Lent and how difficult it is to give up things for Lent. Start to see what Jesus is speaking about. And why, I think it's pretty fascinating that one of the biggest issues in the heart of the people of Jesus' day was that they cared so much about what people thought of them. They lived so much for the approval of others. They lived so much to be noticed by others. And I think sometimes we lament that today, because you think about Jesus' day, and that thought and pursuit today is 1,000 times or more greater. How much time do we spend in life so we are noticed by others? How many of our actions and what we do and how we live is because we are seeking the approval of others, the recognition of others? We want to be noticed. We want to be celebrated. Right? There is so much in our culture today that just glorifies that you need to be out there and you need to be seen. And then Jesus says all of this. Then he gets to the heart of the matter at the end, doesn't it? Remember what he says? Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I've heard this said many times. It was said again at our marriage night. If you want to find out where your heart is, go into your bank account, go into your internet search history, look at your calendar. Now think about this. Let's just take it one step farther tonight. Right? People want to be noticed and people want to be for everything that they do. Imagine if tonight we all took our turn and put up on the screens our bank accounts and where we're spending our money, our internet search history and where we're using our time. And maybe even, right, if we really want to show everything that we do, want people to see everything who we are, maybe the social messages that kind of disappear after they're sent. Can you imagine? Right, if our guts probably wrench just kind of thinking about it. It kind of gets to the heart of Ash Wednesday. Sometimes when you focus on this day, the guilt that starts to come inside of a person becomes a bit overwhelming. Right? I mean, you start to really think about it in terms that Jesus gives for us here. And what's fascinating about this whole text is he is talking about prayer and fasting and giving to the poor. Like those, in the end of the day, those aren't the worst things to be known for and to be noticed for. Because I don't know about you, if I opened up my life upon these screens, yeah, it's not a good situation. But Ash Wednesday is not about feeling guilty and about wallowing in this just despair. It's about acknowledging who we are. It's about identifying what we do. And it's also identifying who Jesus is. Because right, on Ash Wednesday, right, the pastors didn't just take the ashes and just kind of go like this on your forehead or on your palm, just make a little swipe. If we did that, the only message that is sent is, you're dust, and to dust you will return. All that would be is, yep, identifying that our mortality, life is fragile and it's going to end. But when you make it in the sign of a cross, that is a truth that is there. But what the cross does, it says, but in Jesus, right, there's life. The ashes is a sign of death. In Jesus, there is a sign of life. And so you start to think about it. When I start focusing, right, being real with who I am, but then being transparent with my God and looking at where Jesus or what Jesus did for me, right? Jesus didn't go to the cross for a show and just to be noticed. He went to the cross to pay for our sins. He went to the cross so you can live forever with him. And now, what did Jesus say? What matters? All that matters is him. Right? We don't play, as we say to the audience of all these other people there, the phrase that we try to instill in the children that hear is, we play to an audience of one, and that's God. And you actually see that thought in Jesus' words today. Notice how he says that in just a bit of a different way. If you're going to pray, go do it in secret. Right? Because you're praying to God. You have an audience of one. If you're going to fast, don't let people notice. It's kind of crazy, right? Jesus says, put oil on your face. Don't let people notice that you're sick and gaunt looking. Right? All that matters is Jesus. And having good things this life isn't wrong. But we got to make sure that we are equally, even more so, focusing our attention on what truly matters. What's interesting about Ash Wednesday, the phrase sometimes is called full service law and gospel. In this short hour, you have the full spectrum of here is who I am and what I deserve, and here is who God is and what he has done for me. The ashes show my mortality, right? But the Lord's Supper says, Jesus died, Jesus rose, Jesus lives for me. The ashes remind me of who I am. Lord's Supper reminds me to whom I belong. And so Ash Wednesday is not so much about feeling bad about yourself, but acknowledging something. I need to do better. And I can do better. Because you're being real with yourself, but then you're also pointing yourself to him who gives you the desire and the power to do it. So how did you answer the question tonight? What are you going to do? Do you go home and scrub your forehead and wash your palm before you go out? Or do you let everybody see your forehead and your palm when you go out? You played an audience of one. And when you understand that, and when you think in that way, you don't need me to tell you what to do. Because you know what God wants for you. He wants your heart in Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Emmanuel's Sermon Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Emmanuel, you can follow us on Facebook or visit us at imluth.org. That's immluth.org. Have a great day.